Well, this is the time of year that I wish Ray Isle lived across the street. Ray is executive wine editor of Food & Wine magazine. Ray, good to have you back with us.
That's great to be back, Lynn. Thanks.
Well, it's the time of year when we're thinking wine buys, and I understand you've been doing some investigating on real deals in wine.
Yeah, I have. I figured it is the time of year when you're looking for bargains because you don't want to spend a titanic amount of money on, you know, multiple parties. And so what I did was I went to a friend who works at Zaki's, which is a very well-known and very large store here in New York, and got some sort of retail idea tips. So one of the things, you know, is that popular wines, the kind of the big-selling wines, like Chardonnay, mid-price Chardonnay from California, rarely go on sale because the retailers know they're going to be able to sell those wines. So what instead, if you look for wines from Alsace, for instance, or from Abruzzo in Italy, or from Alto Adige, for the sort of less well-known places, those are wines that they're more likely to put on sale during the holiday season because they want to move, you know, everybody who has a store wants to sell wine, and those are the categories that are a little harder to sell. And, you know, weirdly enough, the retailer I was talking to said, you know, if a wine isn't on sale and it's not something, you know, it's not a really well-known popular wine, if it's something slightly esoteric, you can ask and see if they'll possibly give you a deal on it, you know, especially if you're going to buy a case or something. But oddly enough, there's some flexibility involved in the whole thing, which was news to me.
Wait a minute, you're saying you can bargain with a wine merchant?
There's always a little bit of flexibility in pricing, and you may get shut down, but you also may, you know, you may, yeah. The guy may say, sure, great. You know, most stores also, you know, it's pretty common that if you buy a case of wine, 12 bottles, stores will often offer a 10 to 15% discount on that. That's pretty standard. You won't get that at something like necessarily like a Safeway or, you know, grocery store, but a wine shop, typically there's a case discount on wines.
Is there a country where there are particularly great buys?
Oh, yeah. Argentine Malbec has been hugely popular over the past few years, and part of the reason is that you can get incredible quality for a really moderate price, 10, 12 bucks, and you can get a really nice bottle of red wine. I think, additionally, the sort of Mediterranean coast of Spain, places like Jumilla and Yecla, which produce wines from a great Pol Monastrell, those wines can be a great deal, again, for red wines. I think also, you know, some of the sort of less well-known regions aren't necessarily, you know, rock-bottom cheap, but offer great quality for price. And so, for instance, you know, I've been saying for holiday drinking a lot of times Alsace wines, Pinot Blanc from Alsace, Riesling from Alsace. And Riesling from Alsace tends to be dry, really, really lean and crisp. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be cheap. It's not going to be like $5 a bottle. But for what you get for $15, it's an extraordinary deal. And that's, you know, value is a sliding scale to some degree.
Yeah, I understand. What about in the States? Where are the bargains? Is there a state that's going to give us a great bargain?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of really good red wine coming out of Washington State right now. You can get a top, you know, pretty terrific Cabernets for $20 a bottle, $15 a bottle that I think give you, because Washington's a little less well-known than, say, Napa Valley and Sonoma, I think that the kind of quality for money is a better equation there. And so, you know, and I think, you know, the other thing that's fun, there's been a real boom in winemaking around the country in pretty much every state. And it's not always a bargain proposition, but it's kind of fun to drink wines from your own state. You know, I mean, here in New York, there's some fantastic wines coming out of the Finger Lakes. And it just gives a little kind of local, you know, nice local vibe to your dinner.
Okay, what about the party challenge? What are your thoughts about inexpensive but really decent drinking wines for big parties?
Well, for big parties, I tend to stay away from the Chardonnay Cabernet zone because you're paying a little bit for, in a sense, for the brand. I mean, Cabernet Sauvignon, for instance, is a grape, but it's basically become a brand name, and so you're going to pay more. So a couple wines I've had recently, there's a Viognier from McManus family, 2010, $11 a bottle, really lovely wine. Anybody who likes Chardonnay is going to love it. There's a Chianti I had recently called La Maialina, 2010. It's, again, about $10 a bottle, which is kind of my you know, I like that $10 zone for party wines, because especially if you buy a case of wine, you're getting down to $8.50 a bottle or something like that. And that La Maialina Chianti is crisp. It's bright, you know, really kind of beautiful berry, strawberry aroma to it. And it's just a very adaptable and very drinkable red wine that's not too heavy but has a lot of flavor to it. again, Malbec, Elsa Bianchi, 2010. That's a, you know, again, a lot about a 10, 11 buck bottle of wine. And that's a classic example of Argentine Malbec and the value it offers for $10.
These really sound good. Ray, thank you. And you have a great holiday.
Thanks, Lynn. It's great to be on the show.
Executive wine editor of Food & Wine magazine. Now, you can find his wine picks on the website, splendidtable.org.